Well, good afternoon, everybody. The Blue Raider Athletic Department is proud to announce the installation of state-of-the-art synthetic turf at Floyd Stadium ahead of the 2025 football season, featuring a prominent field logo from Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center as part of an expanded partnership between the two local institutions. Blue Raider Athletics partnered with Warner Athletic, a local athletic field building company, based in Smyrna, to install the new turf system. Warner is a distributor of Shaw Sports Turf and performs high-end athletic field projects throughout the Southeast. This collaboration builds on existing relationships that MTSU has already had and includes MMC's branding on the playing surface at Murphy Center, home to the Blue Raider men's and women's basketball teams. The presence of the MMC logo on both signature athletic venues underscores a shared commitment to Blue Raider athletes and to enhancing the fan experience across all programs. So that has been going on for some time and has been completed for about a month, but the official announcement was made today. Middle Tennessee men's golf and men's tennis programs have been honored with the Conference USA Sport Academic Award for their respective sports. The league office announced that over the weekend. The Sport Academic Award is presented annually to the team in each conference-sponsored sport with the highest cumulative GPA for the academic year. Men's tennis posted a 3.606 team GPA to lead all Conference USA programs, while men's golf earned a 3.541 team GPA to top its sports. The recognition continues a tradition of academic excellence for both programs under head coaches Jimmy Borndame and Mark McIntyre. And for Borndame, his team not only academic prowess, but they have now won six straight Conference USA tennis championships. Coming off the highly successful Blue Bloods in the Round event last spring at the Humble Baron at Nearest Green Distillery and featuring Grammy and CMA award-winning riders Natalie Hemby, Mike Reed, Luke Laird, Jamie Moore, and Gordy Sampson, ALC and MTSU Athletics would like to invite you to the next Blue Bloods in the Round, scheduled for July 31st, 7 o'clock, at the famous Third and Lindsley in Nashville. There is a ton of information available on GoBlueRaiders.com about everybody who will be involved in the upcoming Blue Bloods in the Round. It will feature Tom Douglas, Lori McKenna, Claire Douglas, and Chris McKenna, and others as well. Again, GoBlueRaiders.com has more of that information. Well, there is some conference realignment news today. The big story today is that Texas State and its board approved a $5 million buyout to leave the Sun Belt. The Bobcats become the eighth football-playing member of the Pac-12, or the Pac, whatever you want to call them. There are certainly not 12 of them, but still rumblings that something by the end of the day could happen with a new member of the Sun Belt. Could that be Louisiana Tech, or could everything just then stay put for another year? Well, we'll have to wait and see, because if it does not happen prior to July 1st, then it will not happen for another year. And another final note, local interest, Tennessee State men's basketball coach Penny Collins has stepped down, effective immediately, to accept a coaching position with the Memphis Grizzlies of the NBA. Assistant coach Eric Buggs will serve as interim head coach during that transition. It'll be interesting to see at this late date if TSU lets Buggs fill out the year, or if they have a search for a full-time replacement for Penny Collins. All right, that's it for today, folks. We will have another update for you coming up tomorrow right here on the Big G, WGNS.